What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh baby, how do I?
Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, a little Joe Cocker for you, and I get by with a little help from my friends. And as it turns out, we don't have a guest coming into the show in this next half hour, so it looks like you're going to be hanging out with me for a little bit. And so I was listening to that song. I heard it on the radio the other day, and isn't it funny how a song will take you back? I was listening to it. I thought, oh, my goodness. Now, that is a little bit before my time, the Joe Cocker version, but the Beatles did another version, too, and so it's just one of those things where I always think about getting by with a little help from my friends. And so I was thinking today, you know, with all the news, everything that is happening, isn't it exhausting? Sometimes I just want a break. And I know earlier this week I was talking about vacations. And so that's one way to take a break. But what if you can't get away? What are some of the things I can do to sort of take care of myself and my friends? Because I have to tell you, if it weren't for my friends, I wouldn't be here today. I have some of the best friends in the world who have been there through me for good times and bad times. You know, the ones that come and celebrate when you have those happy occasions, when you have a wedding or an engagement or babies are born. And then you have those true blue friends that are with you when things aren't so good. And maybe you've got to go to that stupid appointment that they insist that you have someone drive you home. I hate those because I just assume take myself and not bother anybody. But a good friend will be there for you. Or you have a surgery and they're willing to stay overnight, make sure you take care of yourself and take all the right medications. You know, the true meaning of friendship is really something special. So with that said, I started thinking about it and I thought, so what am I tired of? Well, here's what I'm tired of. I'm tired of all the vitriol. I'm tired of everybody backbiting. I'm tired of people not respecting each other. I'm tired of all the nasty comments, the negative news, the negative energy, all of that stuff. I've had it. I'm exhausted. So I can sit around and I have a platform to complain and moan. There's another word for that, but I won't say it, to moan about it. Or I can do something positive. I have a choice today, and I've learned that from some of my good friends. And so I have a choice. I can either give in to all of that and let it ruin my day and get angry and argue with people and try to prove I'm right and prove they're wrong, all that stuff. Whew. I can breathe. Take a minute. Listen to some music. Say a little prayer. And just ask myself, what can I do in my little world? I can't control the big world, but what can I do in my little world? You know, I have my little world, my little group of friends, the people that I love, my family, pets, people I work with. What can I do to make a difference for them? And so I was kind of looking some things up, and we used to work years ago in Panama City, actually, with a radio host named Charlie Derrick. Some of y'all may remember him. And Charlie used to do a thing every week called Random Acts of Kindness. And I love that. That was the first time I'd ever heard that. I think we've probably heard it a zillion times since then. But I started thinking about kindness and what does that mean, kindness? And you know what? It doesn't necessarily have to be a big thing. I don't have to have a lot of money to be kind to somebody. So what does that mean? So it's simple. Kindness makes the world a better place. Acts of kindness can uplift your spirit in so many ways, as does being compassionate, generous, and considerate. Being kind is all about your genuine intentions to help everyone around you feel safe, comfortable, and understood. It's about giving without expecting anything in return. So that's a pretty amazing way to live, right? Where instead of me expecting something from you, can I just give to you unconditionally and enjoy the joy that comes from giving? I know. I have a dear friend that says it's in the acts of love and kindness that I am healed, as much as I might heal the person that's receiving those loving acts of kindness. And so it was kind of interesting when I started really thinking about that, because just like negativity, the positivity or the goodwill builds on itself. I'm going to, in the next break, I'm going to talk a little bit about some kind of unusual things that you can do that maybe you haven't thought of that could just be a random act of kindness. Doesn't necessarily have to be for someone you know, or it could be for someone you know. But I'm going to ask for your help on this too. Have you ever done yourself a random act of kindness that made a difference for someone? Had someone done something for you that surprised you? You weren't expecting it? And maybe you were having a bad day. I know one time I was in a coffee store line, having a bad day, rushing to work, really looking at my phone. And when I got to the counter, the girl said, "Oh, by the way, the person in front of you paid for your coffee." And I was just struck, like, "What? Really? Oh my God, that's so kind. That's so nice." It just completely shifted my whole day just in that moment. And it was such a little thing. And then of course I had to pay for the person behind me because I felt like it made such a difference for me. It's such a little thing. But even just, I mean, there are times where someone will just hold the door for me. And I'm not talking about men for women, women for whoever. It doesn't matter. Just holding the door for somebody. I was carrying one of those big cases of like 40 things of water, and I was trying to lift it up into my trunk of my car. And this fella came by, and he just said, "You want some help with that?" And I thought, no. my first reaction, no, I don't need any help. And I said, "I'm happy to help you." And I said, "Okay." And in 2 seconds, lifted that thing up and tossed it in the trunk like a feather. And I just was so grateful. And he went on his way, and I said, "Thank you." Those are the little things to me that make, I know that I'm preaching today, y'all, and I apologize in advance, but it just makes life worth living for me, because I don't want to live in the negative. And there's so much joy to be seen, especially where we live. Oh my goodness, sometimes if I just drive out to the beach and just go sit by the water for a minute and breathe and just look at nature and just enjoy the trees and the beauty, because Pensacola is a beautiful place, not just on the beach, but I love driving up 12th Avenue when you have that big, it's like the overhang of trees, those big old oak trees who've lived longer than you and I have lived, for sure. So if you have some thoughts about random acts of kindness, maybe something you've done for somebody that was really fun, or maybe something someone did for you that you weren't expecting, what can we do to be a little bit kinder today? I'd love to hear from you at 850-437-1620. We're going to take a little break right now, and then we'll be back. And I do have some ideas for you on some things maybe you could do today to brighten your day, somebody else's day. You know, choose joy, choose love. Let's start being kinder to each other. So we'll be back to talk a little bit more about that in just a minute. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. If you just joined us this morning, talking about kindness and how that can make a difference in your day, not just for the person you're being kind to, but ultimately for you. So if you have some thoughts about random acts of kindness, maybe you've been on the receiving end of something that someone did for you that you didn't expect, or maybe it's something that you do on a regular basis because you're trying to be a little bit more kind. Isn't that right? Kinder. There you go. Kinder. So I was looking up some ideas and random acts of kindness, some kind of cute ideas. I already talked about the fact that I was in the drive-thru and the person in front of me paid for my coffee. And that was such a treat that day because I was in a bad mood, and it was just one of those unexpected little, oh my gosh, that was so sweet. So another thing that you can do is, these are a little more, not necessarily as random, but do you know somebody that just got a job promotion, or maybe they're going through a tough time? Just dropping them a little note. I'll tell you what, I love email and text and all that good stuff. I mean, I've adapted. I don't know that I love it, but I have adapted. But I love when I go to the mailbox and you see all those coupons and flyers and stuff, and then there's a little note, handwritten, and it's a thank you note, or it's a little I was thinking of you note. I have a friend that on a regular basis sends me random funny cards, funny friendship cards. And it always makes my day because I never know when it's coming. It's not for a birthday or something. It's just a little note of encouragement sometimes. And, you know, that's a great thing to do if you've got kids. And you can send that to your their grandparents and just write a little note on the back of their artwork. I love that idea. You can also leave little notes for that person, that partner in your life, that special person. There's nothing better than when your spouse goes off to work and you're coming down to have coffee and they've already left and there's a little note on the refrigerator or on the coffee machine. Those little, just a little touchy kind of thing. One thing that's nice too is if you have an elderly neighbor, you can always offer to possibly maybe rake their yard, or even when you see those big trash cans and they've already been emptied, put your neighbor's trash can back for them. That's always a super nice thing to do. Now this one I had never thought of until I looked this up. But this is kind of a neat one. I always try to be nice to cashiers when I'm in the line because I feel bad for them, especially on those days when they are just boom, 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 one person after the next. And a lot of us, we get caught up in ourselves. We don't even look at them. So I always try to just say, hey, how are you? And try to listen to the answer and to have kind of strike up a conversation. And sometimes they probably are too busy that I'm annoying, or maybe they appreciate it. And I remember one time saying to someone, how are you doing today? I said, you look so busy. And she said, I am busy, and you're the first person that's asked me today. And I felt bad for her. So I said, oh, well, how are you doing? And then we had a little conversation. And it's just sometimes we all need that little extra kindness. So this is a really cool idea, which I've never thought of. But you could buy a soda or a candy bar for the cashier where you're checking out. Now that's kind of a cool thing. While you're checking out, just reach behind you, grab a candy bar, and hand it to the cashier and say thank you. I just love that idea. I thought that was a really great thing. Here's another one too. These are all good things. I'm always torn about what to do for people that are homeless. A lot of folks' philosophy is don't give them anything. Other people are very generous with cash and that kind of thing. But this is a suggestion of possibly giving a restaurant or a coffee gift card to someone that may be homeless. But you could also do that for someone that you deal with on a regular basis. So I like this idea because how nice would it be to give somebody a gift card to go get a free coffee or go to a restaurant that you is your regular bank, your bank cashier, the person that you see all the time? What about your postal worker, your Amazon person, your UPS guy, or even, this is one, even a random stranger? There's a guy in New York, I think it is. It's in one of the bigger cities. During the holiday season, he hands out, I think it's almost, I don't want to say a million, but maybe it's $100,000 that he just walks around the city and just starts randomly handing it to people, shaking their hand and slipping them a $100 bill. And he does that during the holiday season, which I can't afford to do that, but I think it's kind of a neat idea. And he, you know, stays anonymous. He's done it every year, I think, for 30 years or something like that. Here's a good one. So Catherine, thank you so much for sending this in. She suggests for a random act of kindness. She says, I always hold the door for people with baby strollers and seniors. I do too. I think that's just a kind, courteous, easy thing to do that may make a difference for someone, especially a stressed out mom who's got the baby formula and the clothes and the groceries and the child who's screaming. If you can just help a little bit, that's always good. You could also just text somebody. Who haven't you talked to recently? Text them and just say, hey, I haven't talked to you in a while. I just wanted to let's see how you're doing. Miss you, that kind of thing. This is kind of a neat thing. If you know somebody that reads library books or carries a book around with them, slip a little note, a little hello note inside the library book. You can also do things like, oh, I don't know, bring your spouse their favorite drink right before they go to work or when they get home from work. Another one, cut someone's grass. That's a good one. In addition to buying that coffee for someone that's coming up behind you in the drive-thru, another good one is to pay for the toll for the person behind you. It's not that easy to do now that we have the automatic tolls on the beach, but, you know, for those of you traveling, helping someone load their groceries, which is what happened to me, and that was an excellent one. Okay, here's one. This could be a whole nother show, y'all. Being courteous while you're driving. This was one where the other day there's lots of traffic. I was having to make a right-hand turn into the traffic coming out of a shopping center, and I was there for quite a while. And this person just stopped and waved me in and let me in. And I was so appreciative. I rolled down my window and waved thank you because I'd been sitting there for quite a while. So that's one of the things that's kind of neat. You can also, here's a good one. I saw this happened. A friend of mine did this for someone one time. There was a family who had clearly, it looked like they had, it was about four people. It was two adults and two kids and an older person with them. They were all in black. Clearly, they had just come from some somber occasion. We were guessing a funeral of some kind. And unbeknownst to me, until much later, it turns out that my friends had got up and said, I'm going to be back in just a minute. And he went and he took care of their bill. So by the time they got their bill, we had already left. So they didn't know who had paid for their dinner. But my friend had gone to the trouble of paying for their dinner, which I thought was just the sweetest thing ever. And so it doesn't necessarily have to be financial. It can just be something simple, just a little hello, a smile, anything that is just easy to do. You can do things that pick up the trash when you're at the beach. A lot of folks are busy and they're on vacation. They're not thinking. So go behind and pick up the trash. Not a big deal, but you can keep our beaches clean. Here's one of my favorites, all-time favorites. You see someone wearing one of those baseball caps that has their military insignia on it and where they served? Thank a soldier. Thank a veteran. All right, got a few more ideas for Random Act of Kindness. If you've got an idea, just text it in, 850-437-1620. Something that's happened to you or worked for you, would love to hear from you. We'll be back with Pep Talk in just a minute. Good morning. This is Pep Talk with Meg, and this is the expert panel. We didn't have a guest today, so you've been listening to me talking a little bit about the meaning of kindness and sharing with you and some of our listeners who are also sharing random acts of kindness that they have done to make a difference. And it's funny because kindness is really about compassion, empathy, and just positivity, positive actions toward others. I know there's a lot of negativity out there, and I'm sure some people are thinking, rolling their eyes, going, yeah, yeah, kindness, shminess. That would be my dad. But, you know, okay, so indulge me a little bit, but maybe today is the day that you just do one thing for another person today that maybe they weren't expecting. So I'm going to leave you with a couple of thoughts, got a couple minutes left. There's a zillion kindness quotes out there, so I thought I would leave you with a few of these. Kindness is the language which the deaf can hear and the blind can see. Be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a hard battle. And here's a good one. And a warm smile is the universal language of kindness. So here are some kindness quotes from famous people, which I thought was kind of interesting. She certainly did this. From Princess Diana: carry out a random act of kindness with no expectation of reward, safe in the knowledge that one day someone might do the same for you. Here's another one. Always be a little kinder than necessary. From J.M. Barrie, the author: the best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others. That one's from Mahatma Gandhi. Kindness is the sunshine in which virtue grows. Robert Greene. No act of kindness, no matter how small, is ever wasted. That's from Aesop, who wrote Aesop's Fables, of course. We rise by lifting others. From Robert Ingersoll. Remember that there's no such thing as a small act of kindness. Every act creates a ripple with no logical end. And finally, from one of my favorite writers, Maya Angelou: be a rainbow in somebody else's cloud. So I'll leave you with that. Think of something kind you can do for someone else today, and be kind to yourself. And one of my favorite expressions, love now. It's all the time we've got.